Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to be Psalm 56, and we'll start in verse 3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? All day long they injure my cause. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife, they lurk, they watch my steps, as they have waited for my life. For their crime will they escape? In wrath cast down the peoples, O God. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemy will turn back in the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me, in God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? I struggle with where to start on this passage because there's so much that we could say. I didn't even read the whole psalm. But the first thing is this, maybe. What do we trust in? This passage is about real enemies. David has been captured by the Philistines in this psalm. And he's calling out to God, and he is admitting his fear. He is admitting his danger. He's admitting that there is real problems, that he has enemies who are out to hurt him. And the first question we would ask is, where do we run to when we are afraid, when we are in danger, when we have real trouble? Often we run to distractions, things that'll help take our mind off what we're dealing with. Or maybe we'll run to someone for advice. We run to people, a trusted friend or counselor or advisor. But where does David run in the day of trouble? He runs to the Lord. There are many things that we could trust in. There are many things that we could turn to when we are facing difficult circumstances, the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one, a health problem. And David says, I go to the Lord. In God I trust, he says. And then there's something he says three times that I took note of because I'm reading a devotion going through the Psalms, and it moves very slowly, so it gives you time to think about it. And it's the idea of, in God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, back in verse 4, in God whose word I praise. Repetition is meant to draw our attention to the thing being repeated, and this idea that David praising is the word of God. Got me thinking about, what was the word of God to David? We have two things. You have the law. David would have had at this point in Israel's history the first five books of the Bible, of our Bible, the law, the Pentateuch. And this we can have in mind is what David is talking about in Psalm 119, which we don't know for sure, but I suspect it was written by David, just is a love letter to the word of God. Do I not love your word? How can a young man keep his way pure? By hiding his word in your heart. It's all, you know, the longest chapter in the Bible is all about the love of God's word. And he's talking about a fraction of the Bible that we have. But you know what else the word of God means to David? David himself, as he's writing this, is writing the word of God. David was a conduit of sacred scripture through the Holy Spirit writing through him. What a special relationship that when he says, I love your word, he's got a twofold object in mind. He's talking, one, about the written word of God that was passed down from generations before, but also about the living words of God that come right to him. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having some sense that these words I'm writing are not just my words, these are words that are going to be sung and remembered and read for generations and generations? There is power in that. But I think we have to remember that there's power in the word of God that we have in our hands. A canon that David couldn't have conceived of, not just the completed Old Testament, which was still being written, but a whole new testament, a whole new way of hearing from God and reading his words and knowing his heart and his character and how we might follow him more. I grew up watching the Star Wars movies, the original, you know, episode 4, 5, and 6, the old school Star Wars movies, and I loved them so much. I watched them over and over and over. Imagine my excitement when I finally got wind that there were going to be three more Star Wars movies coming out. I could hardly wait to get into the theater and see these movies. Now, in retrospect, these were not the pinnacle of cinema, but my excitement that I was going to get more of that thing that I loved. And in the same way, while we're drawing out this analogy, how quick we are to praise things in our lives, movies that we love, restaurants that we're excited to go to, even, you know, a book that we've read, a sermon that we listen to. There are lots of things that we praise. And in the same way, do we not, or should we not, praise the Word of God? This is how David responds to knowing God through His Word. This is his help in times of trouble. And God's Word is precious to him in these moments, His Word that he praises. And we know, yes, we should read our Bibles, and yes, we should memorize our Bibles, but do we praise our Bibles? Not like we praise God. You know, we praise God in a unique way, but we praise the Word of God because it is the words of the living God written to us for our help and our encouragement. And imagine if our friends all knew us as people who couldn't stop talking about the Word of God. How do we grow in that? How do we grow in our love for the Word? Like anything, we spend more time with it. We get to know it even better. And as we get to experience what John Piper calls the peculiar glory of the Word of God, we can't help but praise it and share it and love it and live by it. Where do we go in times of trouble? To God who we trust, and His Word we praise. Lord, we thank you for Psalm 56. We thank you for the message that it has for us today. God, that you are worthy of our trust. You are the only one we can trust in any and every circumstance. God, and how do we access you? Well, primarily through your Word and through prayer. And so we thank you for this beautiful book you've given us. Help us all to grow in our love for the Word of God by choosing, by making the choice to invest more time in it. For your glory and our good, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.